Deuteronomy chapter 31. Kind of hard not to get into the blood right now, but this is what God's laid on my heart. I was reading this the other night, and it just stood out to me, and I don't know exactly how I'll handle all this, but I'll just try to give it best I know how with God's help. I know some have been here since 6, and so we're not going to try not to keep you too long, but I'll tell you what, God deserves glory and praise. We can be a little late with other things, but not with him. It's never too late for him to give him glory and praise and honor. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Let's stand, please. Here Moses, and starting at the first verse, Moses is speaking unto Israel, and he said in verse 2, he's 120 years old, so I can go, I can no more go out and come in. And talking about crossing over Jordan, God wouldn't let him cross over. You remember he struck the rock twice. God wouldn't let him go into Canaan, went into the promised land. But look at verse 3, and the Lord God, thy God, he will go over before thee. He will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go before thee, as the Lord hath said. And then look at verse number 6. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Then look at verse number 8. And the Lord, he it is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Let's bow our heads just for a moment. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And I pray for a few moments you'd help us to preach. God, touch our hearts. And we've been talking about the blood tonight. And Lord, I can't help but say thank you for the precious blood that was shed at Calvary. And Father, thank you for that. They steal power in that blood and takes away our sin. And I'm thankful, Lord, that the blood is available to all who come and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, I thank you for your promises and pray, God, you'd help us share just for a few moments, and we'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I guess if I title it tonight, I'd just say, four great promises of God to his people. Four great promises of God to his people. And through these verses previous to verse 8, he's saying something over and over again, telling them to be strong, not to be afraid. And if we ever lived in a day that we need to be encouraged not to be afraid and be strong and do what God has us to do, we're living in that day now. And so God desires that we follow him and do what he says. But look at verse number 8. The Lord, he it is that doeth go before thee. And I just want to talk about the fact, the first promise that he said is that I'll go before you. I'm glad, thank God, God goes before us. And you remember in Jacob's day, and he's going to have a great famine, but before the famine ever got there, Joseph was sold down into Egypt, and preparation was already made to preserve the people of God. And God went before them. God, it didn't look good for Joseph at that time. It didn't look like a right thing to be happening. But God was doing the right thing, because down the road, he's going to need to be where he is and doing what he's doing and preserve their life. God goeth before thee. I'm glad God goes before us. Amen. And it's not uncharted waters that we're going in. He's been there. He said, there's no temptation he's taken you, but such as common to man. And the Bible says he was tempted in all points like as men are. And so we're not facing anything that he doesn't know about. And he's going before us. I'm glad, thank God, he is going before us. Amen. And I praise him and thank him for that great truth. But in going into Canaan now, you remember he said that I'm going to go before you and go in there. I want you to turn over to Joshua chapter 2. I just want to give you this real quick. Joshua chapter number 2 and verse number 8. And before they laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. Now, Moses had sent two spies over into Canaan, and they'd gone into Rahab, the harlot's house, and they were up on the roof. She hid them up there. And before they went to bed, or she went to bed, they were up on the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts didn't melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. And notice what she said. When we heard what God did for you at the Red Sea. We heard what you did to those kings. We heard. That was God going before them and making the fear of God upon those people. And then God said, I'll go before you. And the hornets went in, and pestilence went in, and God was going before them, preparing the way for them. And what God wants us to do, I'm glad he goes before us and prepares the way. You ever gone to witness somebody, and when you got there, everything was just right, and they were hungry and ready and waiting for somebody to come and tell them about Jesus? That's just God going before you. And God does that thing. If we'll listen to him and follow him, he'll go before us and prepare everything. I'm glad God goes before us. Amen. Can't spend a lot of time there, but just simply tell you, God goes before us. Amen. And I'm glad that he does. But notice the second thing he said there. He will be with thee. I'm glad he not only goes before us, but he's with us at the same time. When they came out of Egypt, you remember God manifested himself physically in a cloud by day, fire by night. And so what he was, he's saying, I'm with you. And he was with them. And he said, promised, I'll go with you into that land. And when God's with you, you ever had somebody with you, you're glad they was with you. It didn't make any difference what you face, you're glad they were with you. I've told you many of a time about at night at home when I was a little boy. If my daddy was with me outside and it was dark, it didn't make any difference to me. I could piddle around, play around, do whatever. But if daddy wasn't with me and he sent me to do something by myself, I want you to know I could run when I was young. That's Brother Ben. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Can't get into that. But anyway, I could run. And buddy, I'd run fast as I could because Dad wasn't with me. But if I knew Dad was with me, it made all the difference in the world knowing Daddy was with me. Hey, Jesus is with us tonight. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I come into him and sup with him and he with me. Hey, if he's with us, supping with us, and us with him, then hallelujah, praise God. That's a great promise to be made. I'll be with you. He promised I'll be with you all the way, yea, even to the end of the world. Aren't you glad he's with you tonight? Aren't you glad he's with you every step of the way? Aren't you glad for that? I was thinking about this over there when John was on the Isle of Patmos and exiled out there under persecution, and first chapter in Revelation, and Jesus shows up. I say, hallelujah. I'm glad he wasn't by himself. The Lord was with him. And I say glory to God for that. Amen. Aren't you glad God is with you? And he was with him. He's with us. And he said, I'll go before you and I'll be with you. And so he's with us tonight. I'm glad he's here. People got testifying about the blood. You know why? Because God's with us. Amen. If he wasn't with us, he'd be dead at 4 o'clock. But he's with us. And we come into church to worship God. We come to hear singing and preaching, but to testify and worship and give God glory is so precious in the sight of God. I like what Brother Ben said about it. As a sweet savior unto the Lord. It's like in the Old Testament when they burned incense. It went sweet smelling in his sight, in his nostrils. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, it's sweet to hear people testify of the grace of God. Sister Rolla got to testify and sing us a song, and and did it all in one time. I say hallelujah. She don't usually do that. You know why she did tonight? Because God's in it. Amen. Amen. And God is with us. And I say hallelujah and I praise God. He is with us tonight. And he'll be with you tomorrow, just as real as he is here tonight. And he'll be just as real to you if you'll let him be real to you. He'll be with you because he's not going to leave you. And you can't get away from him because wherever you go, he's going. And he said he would. Amen. And I never forget Brother Mitchell saying, how you going to leave somebody that won't leave you? Amen. If they stick with you, how you going to leave them? And so thank God Jesus stays with us. Amen. And so tonight, the great promise of God is, I'll go before you. I'll be with you. But I want to show you something else in that verse. He said, not only will he be with thee, but he will not fail thee. I'm glad. See, my dad, when I was outside at dark, it could have been something happened that dad could have failed in. He was human, just like everybody else. Now, I didn't think he could fail in anything, because as a little boy, I thought he could do anything. But he could have failed. Somebody bigger, somebody could have been hiding, somebody got there, two or three, could have got on him and knocked him out, whatever, and I'd been by myself. But I'm glad God's not that way. He said, I will not fail thee. Amen. So he will not ever fail us. Other people may fail you and disappoint you and let you down, but God will never fail you. And he'll never let you down. Amen. Aren't you glad? I thought about Gideon. And I was laying on the floor this afternoon trying to get my back eased up. And I was laying there thinking about Gideon. And how that Gideon, if anybody ever had a reason to doubt that God was going to do something, he had a reason to doubt. Hey, he had 32,000, I believe, to start with. And before he got through, he had 300. And the Midianites was like grasshoppers down there in the valley. And God said, I want you to take these 300 and go win the victory. Now, I don't know what about you, but I just said that's very few odds, or that's a great odds against us, Lord. We better rethink this and maybe recalculate a little bit, because 300 against that crowd down there, not going to do much. But he believed God, and God would not fail him. And you know the story, how God told him to take the light, put it in a pitcher, and then take a trumpet in the other hand. And so they had a light burning in one hand in a pitcher, a clay pot of some kind, and a trumpet in the other hand. And he said, when I give the sign, and I do, you do what I do. And when it come time, he gave him the sign, crushed that vessel, and the light shined, and then he blew the trumpet, and the whole crowd down there in the Midianites got mixed up. And all, because he put three groups of people around them, and they got confused about where the enemy was. It sounded like a whole troop, thousands coming, and it wasn't but 300 of them. And they got scared to death, and they got to running over each other, killing each other, and running from them. I say hallelujah. Isn't that just like God? He take a few and do a whole lot, and God didn't fail Gideon, and God didn't let him down. Gideon just did what God said, and God did not fail him. And if we'll just do what God says, God will not fail us. God will never fail us. He'll always do what he said he'd do. And he said he wouldn't leave us. He said, I'll go before you. And he said, I won't fail you. Aren't you glad you can depend upon him never, never to fail you? He's not going to fail you. Let me give you the fourth thing in closing. He said, neither forsake thee. Hallelujah. I said a while ago, couldn't leave you. Somebody won't leave you, but he'll not forsake you. You think about people that forsake you and they leave you and what have you, but God said, I'll never forsake you and I'll never leave you. I'm glad tonight, thank God, we got somebody that will never, never forsake us. He'll be there all the way, yea, in the world, in glory. When we get there, a better place to go, when we get to that better place, he's going to see that we get there. When that servant brought Isaac's bride, Rebekah, back, he didn't leave her somewhere along the way. He brought her all the way back to Isaac. And I say, praise God, the Holy Ghost is going to lead us all the way home, a better place to go. And he's going to take us there. He's not going to leave us somewhere. And if we ever miss the presence of God, it's not God's fault. It's our fault. Because he's there. Because he said, I won't forsake you. Now, I've messed up sometimes. And I'm sure that you have too. And you think God would just throw you away, but it doesn't throw the clay away. He has mercy and grace and draws you back unto himself. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. But you remember this, God goes before you and he'll go with you. He'll not fail you and he'll not forsake you. I got to think about those four things. What great promises. Sometimes I forget that God has promised his people these things. We need to be reminded and stirred in our hearts that we have a great God. And he made some promises that we can trust. Father, I pray tonight you'll take the word of God and the sweet spirits in this place, and God, the blood's been talked about. These promises, God, you made to the children of Israel, and we believe, God, you're making them thus as your children today, that you'll go before us. You'll make a way when there is no way. You'll open up a sea when it looks like doom is ahead, and you'll make a way. Then, Father, you'll be with us, strengthen us, to encourage us, to help us. We praise you and thank you for it. Then, Lord, thank you that you never fail us. You've never let us down. You've never come short of any promise you've made to us. Then, Father, you said you would not forsake us. There on Calvary, when Jesus was forsaken, Lord, so we'd never be forsaken. I thank you and I praise you for that. I ask you tonight now, speak to hearts. Those that are here lost without God, I pray they come to Jesus. Those that need just to come and talk to God, those that need something from heaven, just reminded of promises of God, I pray they'll come in Jesus' name. Amen.